We're very concerned, first of all, about the safety of the candidate and of the CPP executives who went to the county to help her. We are unable to get in contact with the candidate. Information received from the county is that there was intimidation of supporters of our candidates. People were not being allowed to rally their supporters, encourage them to vote. So the situation is very tense. It is alleged that state security people are intimidating all of the opposition candidate, the CPP candidate, independent candidate who's there. And so we're very concerned about what's happening there.
Mr. Cummings, a report in the Tuesday Liberia Daily Observer says that senatorial candidate Madam Boto Kane has been kidnapped. How true is this report, and do you know who might have kidnapped her?
James, we don't know that for a fact. What we do know is that we have not been able to get in touch with her since yesterday. We are still trying to determine her whereabouts. We are hopeful that she has not been kidnapped and that we can hopefully get to her very quickly.
What do you know about the country devil being brought into the area?
So it's another tactic of the government to intimidate the voters in the area. The country devil is a traditional practice where when the country devil is brought out, it prohibits women and non-members of the poorer society from coming out of the huts. And so it is a clear manifestation of attempts to suppress the vote. By bringing out the country devil, non-poorer society members traditionally are not allowed to come out, and women are not allowed to come out. And as you know, the candidate who was leading going to this rerun is a woman, Boto Kane, a businesswoman, what's called a meat seller, well-known. And so this is an exact attempt to suppress her vote and to ensure that she doesn't win this election.
Have you contacted the Electoral Commission or the police, and what are they saying about the developments there?
Yes. So we have formally contacted the National Elections Commission. And in fact, we did that in writing as well as verbally. We contacted officials at the Ministry of Justice who indicated to us that they would investigate and would send people to the scene. But as of now, we have no follow-up information that that has happened.
Overall, how do you think the opposition collaborating political parties is doing so far in these midterms senatorial elections?
The CPP and the opposition in general, James, have won these midterm elections overwhelmingly. The CPP has won 6 counties outright. The rest of the opposition bloc, mostly independents, we believe will win another 5.
Mr. Cummings, thank you so much for speaking with us on Daybreak Africa.
Thank you, James. Thank you very much.